moment ago before we read the gospel, we had this little passage. Lord Jesus, open the scriptures to us. Make our hearts burn while you speak to us. Lord Jesus, open the scriptures to us. You ever pray that? That the word of God would be opened to you, that you would understand God's word. Lord Jesus, open the scriptures to us. I've mentioned a few times about how the Old Testament points forward to Jesus and about how things in the Old Testament lay the groundwork for things in the New Testament. And Jesus says it himself tonight. It's on his lips tonight. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, Old Testament, and in the prophets, Old Testament, and in the Psalms, Old Testament, must be fulfilled." And then the word is, then he opened their minds to understand the scripture. You want God to open your mind to understand the scripture? I know a story about this guy. He was a religious person, not living a Christian life at all, young person, and had a religious conversion. Had an experience of God, and in that experience of God, began to desire to know God better. And in his initial stage of his conversion, he prayed fervently. He prayed fervently for a love of sacred scripture, a love of the Word of God. And he said, he gives a little testimony, and he tells about how God has powerfully answered that prayer. How he has a hunger and a thirst to know the Word of God. How he's read the Bible through and through. And he's become a scripture scholar and a scripture teacher. You ever pray that God would give you an understanding, a knowledge? You know he wants you to have it. This week we're going to celebrate confirmation in this church. We're privileged to have Bishop Morin come here. And there's going to be a bunch of young people and their sponsors gathered right here in front of the Ambo. And God is going to pour out upon them certain gifts. Gifts that he's poured out upon most all of us here. Wisdom and understanding and knowledge and counsel and piety and fear of the Lord. We just have to be ready to receive them. You ever pray that prayer that we prayed? You should pray this personally. Lord Jesus, open the scripture to us. Make our heart burn when you speak to us. I've prayed a prayer kind of like that, and I have to say that I think it's been answered on some level, that the scriptures have grown in their importance to me and my ability to understand them, because God wants us to understand it. But it really is his gift that we would see into the word. Have you ever said to yourself, if I would have only known then what I know now? Am I the only person that's ever said that? if I'd only known then what I know now. You ever done something out of ignorance? Or done something and then thought later, if I'd only known? Maybe some of you out there are saying, if I'd only known, I would have quit smoking a long time ago and exercised more. I wish I would have worked harder in college, maybe some of you are saying. I wish I would have spent more time with my kids. I wish I would have made my family life a priority. I wish I would have prayed more and worried less. If I'd only known then what I know now. Now, I hope you're not done growing. I hope you don't think that you've had your last experience of that. In life, this life, we are born in ignorance. We are born in ignorance, as I have said before, and then we are educated. And we're educated by reason, and we're educated by God's grace. We're educated by our experiences and our reason. And then we reflect back on our lives, and we see where we have been and where we are going. And at some point, sometimes we should say, if I'd have only known then what I know now. And then we desire to know more today so that we don't have that regret in the future. And woe to us, woe to you, if you don't stop sometime and seek God's grace and wisdom and seek direction. You've heard that old expression, ignorance is bliss, right? But I want to tell you that ignorance is not bliss. But we hear it all the time. There's a country music song that was popular a few years ago, and it said, I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. And it was about a guy whose girlfriend was cheating on him, right? He just wanted to go back to believing she was okay. But do you think he really wanted to believe that? I hope not. I hope he would want to know the truth. I had a friend of mine that got a job in high school. Got a job in the service station in high school. This was before Jiffy Lube and 5-minute oil changes, when you got your car changed, your oil changed, unless you change it yourself, at the service station. So anyway, the lady brings the car in. He's new there. He drains all the oil out of it. It's lunchtime, so he goes to lunch. Yeah, you know how it ends. So he goes to lunch. Well, she picked up her car. And she drove off in ignorance, right? And he was ignorant while he was eating his cheeseburger that she was going to pick up her car and drive it off. Now, she acted out of ignorance, but she still got fired. And he acted out of ignorance, but the car engine still blew up. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is something that we need to strive to overcome. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. And I could say, that's the line from the sacred scripture we read a few moments ago. I'm writing this to you so that you might not commit sin. And I would say, I am preaching to you this evening so that you might not commit sin. Sin is ugly. Sin is selfish. Sin is destructive, and it's false, and it's stupid. It might be fun for a while, but it destroys. There are a lot of lies in the world about what sin is. We can see things advertised as sinfully delicious, or you want to take your vacation in Sin City. Well, those are lies. Sin is an offense against God, against Jesus, against the cross, against the crown, against the victor, and against the victory. Sin is a lie, and Jesus is the truth. Sin is a lie, and Jesus is the truth. Sin destroys, whether we do it in ignorance or in malice. Now, I'm going to go back to that sermon that we heard from St. Peter in the first reading in the Acts of the Apostles. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance. And what did they do in their ignorance? They let a murderer go free and killed the Lord of life. And they did that in ignorance. See, there was a popularity contest. You know, Jesus was in a popularity contest one time? One time, Jesus and a murderer. And who did the world choose? Barabbas. And so Peter says to them, I know you acted out of ignorance in killing Jesus, just as your leaders did. But you brought to fulfillment what had been announced beforehand through the mouth of the prophets, that the Christ would suffer. And this is what Jesus was telling the apostles in that upper room, that my death fulfilled the prophets and fulfilled the law of Moses and fulfilled the Psalms. And there is this great gift in the death of Jesus. The greatest sin ever committed became the source of his mercy poured out for us. And that's a beautiful thing to meditate on. But we have all acted out of ignorance. We have all acted out of ignorance in life, right? I'm not alone in that. And in our ignorance, we have done damage to our spiritual lives. We have done damage to our families. We have done damage to our church. And ignorance is no excuse. Our lives must be marked by a desire to know and live the fullness of the truth. Our lives must be marked by a desire to know and live the fullness of the truth. And the truth isn't just something. The truth is a person. Jesus is the truth. Sins, even committed in ignorance, have consequences. And so we have to recognize, I don't want to be ignorant. I want to know. Lord, open your word to me. Open my heart to know your truth. Our lives need to be marked by a struggle to know the beauty of God's love, to know the victory of the cross, to know the truth. And Jesus is the truth. Again, the truth is not just something. The truth is somebody. Jesus is the truth. A famous philosopher once said, and I know many of you have heard this before, it's an often used line, but it's a good line. A famous philosopher, Socrates, once said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You ever heard that before? The unexamined life is not worth living. What does that mean? That means that if we are going to step back from our routine of life and see where we have gone wrong and see where we need to go right, we have to stop and examine our lives. If we are going to overcome our ignorance, we have to take time to reflect upon our lives and to seek to grow in knowledge and wisdom and understanding and counsel and piety and fear of the Lord and all of those other things that God wants to give to us. But we have to allow Him that space to pour them into our hearts. As Christians, we must examine our life through Jesus and through the cross and in the wood of the cross. In the wood of this cross that fulfilled the prophets, that fulfilled the law, that fulfilled the Psalms, all of the stuff foretold about Jesus fulfilled in the cross. And that cross, a symbol of obedience, a symbol of love. And the cross is doing the right thing, even when it's very difficult. And the cross is our dependence on Jesus for wisdom and strength. And the cross is repentance for our sins. It is in the cross when the mercy of Christ is about to defeat sin. It is in the cross when the mercy of Jesus Christ is about to defeat sin that sin is most clearly known. And it is known in violence. And it is known in ignorance. And it is known in unbelief. And it is known in murderous hatred and mockery and Pilate's cowardice and the cruelty of the soldiers and the kiss of a false friend of Judas and Peter's denial and the disciples of running away. And all those things are sin. But tonight I want to speak about ignorance for just a moment. Ignorance is no excuse. As a matter of fact, ignorance just might be the problem. We allow ourselves to stay ignorant. To stay ignorant of God's word. To stay ignorant of God's truth, to stay ignorant of God's command. Thus it is written that Jesus Christ would suffer and that he would rise from the dead on the third day and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all of the nations, beginning in Jerusalem and right now tonight in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. So we are called We are called to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Have you prayed this recently? Lord Jesus, open the scripture to us. Make our heart burn when you speak to us. I don't want to be ignorant. I want to know the truth. And the truth is not just something, right? The truth is somebody. Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. May he lighten the darkness of the ignorance in us. Ignorance is no excuse. Jesus is the truth, and he pours out his wisdom on us if we just seek and knock and ask.